Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. This Thursday, Laura Young is teaching you how to design your future. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we are bringing back for the third time, which Laura Young, I'm thinking we may need to just start calling Thursdays with Laura.
Sounds good.
Because Laura is back to teach you another lesson, and you are going to understand why it is Laura we needed to bring back, because she is the expert in this field. The lesson today is about designing your future. So Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, do you have a quote that you would like to share with everybody to get this party started?
Oh, absolutely. And it's this quote. It's, I look back on this and smile because it was life and I decided to live it.
I love that so much. How do you connect that to this lesson?
Designing your fabulous future, as I like to call it, is all about making that decision that that is what you're going to do, recognizing that you have a choice about what you do in life and that you have the power to create and design a life that you absolutely love.
Okay, so everybody, Laura's business is actually called Design Your Fabulous Future. Her website is www.designyourfabulousfuture.com. So you can see why she's added so much value to our show already over the last couple months. And so you can understand why she was the person to reach out to for this episode. So Laura, tell us, where did this passion really for you begin with designing your future?
The passion for me really began way back when I was working in the corporate world. And I would see people who just really felt like they didn't necessarily have a choice about the shape of their lives, about what they were doing. A lot of people were stuck on the treadmill, if you like, the corporate treadmill. They were in the same routine every day. And they'd followed a pathway, I guess, that they were expected to follow. Go to school, go to university, get a job, work the 9 to 5, find a partner, get married, etc. And I think that my eyes were really opened as I did a lot of work with organizations that were going through change, and got to speak to people who were under threat of being made redundant, for example. And that was a forced change in their lives. And when they lost their jobs, they're at a point where, well, where do I go from here? And they didn't really know what they wanted out of life. And it really flagged up something, I guess, quite upsetting to me, that people weren't really focused on what they wanted. They were on a track, they were on a treadmill, and really they hadn't taken the time to realize or to start dreaming about what they really wanted in life. And so when I left the corporate world, I started two businesses. One was a business consultancy and the other one was Design Your Fabulous Future, because I really wanted to provide a forum in which people could actually take steps, follow a process to say, okay, who am I? Who do I want to be? What do I want? You know, what do I want to have? What do I want to live in this life? What experiences do I want? So that's what really opened my eyes, the need for this. For people to be able to think about what they actually want to do with their lives.
I connect with this on an incredible level. I think you know, just based on leaving teaching, deciding to do podcasting, becoming a motivational coach and speaker, and then on top of that, designing this trip that I'm taking across the entire 50 United States and interviewing people about their passions and everything that's going to be coming out of that. You know, we'll have podcast interviews. We'll have daily updates. We're making a documentary. I'll be writing books. So this was a decision that I made and a leap that I took. So listeners, for you, when Laura says design your fabulous future, and I say, listen, today's lesson is about designing your future. It's because you do have control. And as I always say, this does not necessarily have to mean transform out of a full-time job into a career or a business. It could actually just mean incorporating something that makes your life more exciting, more fulfilling. It doesn't have to be something that is a major risk, although it may be something you slowly transition out of to something that you just truly enjoy more.
Mm, absolutely. That's right. And I think that, you know, that's the thing is actually looking across, making small incremental changes across all areas of your life. What I find that a lot of people don't spend enough time doing is sitting down and just looking across, you know, their health and well-being, their relationships, their work life, their relationship with money, their spiritual well-being, their self-development. They don't sit down and think, where am I now in relation to this and where do I want to be? What do I want this area of my life to be like? And it can be that your fabulous future involves you being able to get fit so that you can run a 5K marathon. It may involve you buying a new home, relocating in terms of where you're currently living. It may be having a family or meeting a new partner. Whatever it is, you know, it doesn't have to be massive steps. It doesn't have to be massive changes. It's just about what you want. And I think sometimes people think that it does have to be, you know, these big things where we go and we travel around the 50 states that you like you're going to be doing, you know, but it can be simple things that enable you to really immerse yourself in life in a way that really helps you to understand what your passions are and what you love doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could even be something that has to do with, you know, savings, financial security for your future. I mean, it's a million things. Yeah. It's whatever's important to each person out there.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So if the skill is to design your future, why is that specific skill important?
The skill is important because if you don't take the time to do it, you're just going to go on along in life. And I don't want people to end up at the end of their lives thinking, what have I done with myself? Where has the time gone? Looking back and having any regrets. You know, I think having the skill to actually get in tune with what you want out of life, the experiences you want to have, the emotions you want to feel, the values that are important to you. I'm so passionate that people really need to be able to look back on this life and smile because they decided to live it. That quote, I think, says it all. Make those choices. And, you know, it is a skill to be able to take the time to actually determine what you want in life and to design your future.
Right. I absolutely agree. But I think it's also, it's a skill and it's also awareness. Just, you know, I don't think that I had the understanding that I had that kind of control over my life. I don't know why I did not have that understanding until, I don't know, just the last couple of years, really.
And it is. I mean, that's it. You do have the ability to choose. You are the CEO of you, you know.
Right.
And you do have the ability to choose. I mean, obviously, for those of us that have families and things, there are other factors to consider. You know, there are other people in our lives to consider when we are making these choices. But when we make these choices, it's really about being in alignment with who we are and what we want in life, and recognizing that we can choose to do, be, or have whatever we want, and we can then take the action steps to get there. The choice to, for example, retire to another state or another country can be made very early in life. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to go and live your twilight years in Tuscany, in a villa in Tuscany. You know, you can start putting the plans in place for that now. You can start learning Italian. You can take trips to Italy. You can, you know, start saving your money towards that goal. you're never too old and you're never too young to design the life, your future, in a way that is meaningful for you.
I'm over here nodding my head. I love that concept about if you know that you want to live somewhere else, like Italy, you can start doing things like learning the language, scouting out locations. I mean, it can take time. It's not a race, you know? Okay, so if you were to teach us a lesson in designing our future, what would you have to tell us?
Okay, so in designing your fabulous future, because it's got to be fabulous, right? The key thing is just to start to pay attention to your everyday life. Pay attention to yourself. Notice what makes you feel good. What experiences do you really enjoy? And just maybe spend a week thinking about all the things in your life that you enjoy and things that you would like to do. What experiences would you like to have? What emotions would you like to feel? What places would you like to visit? And write those down. This is really an information collecting stage. You know, you're actually starting to tune in to the things that you enjoy and don't enjoy, perhaps, and that will inform as well what you do like. Start to think about all the things that you would like to have in your future and just make a note of them as you go through. And then I really recommend that people spend an hour, 2 hours just in contemplation at the end of that time. Draw out a wheel of life for yourself. And a wheel of life basically looks like a big pie and it's cut into different pieces. And those pieces represent your life. So you might look at your lifestyle, your health and well-being, your career, money, self-development, your love life. And take each of those areas of your life in turn and ask yourself the question, what is going to make me feel amazing? How do I want to feel in this area of my life? And really start to just write down all the things and envision what that future will look like for you. So whether if you're talking about your love life, it's about meeting and marrying the partner of your dreams, and having a family, building solid relationships with friends, whatever it might be, write those things down. And the idea is to create a really rich sensory picture for yourself, including the sights and sounds and emotions that you're going to experience once you've achieved this dream life that you want to have. You know, the brain is such a powerful mechanism. The conscious and the unconscious mind work so well together that once we provide conscious thought to what we want, our unconscious mind goes out and it starts to draw in those experiences and notices those opportunities. Here's an example of how that works. So we mentioned just earlier about, you know, you decide that when you retire, you'd like to live in a villa in Tuscany, and you've made that decision consciously, and perhaps you've put pictures of Italy and a map of Tuscany on your vision board, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'd really like to learn Italian. I think that'd be a great idea. The unconscious mind then starts to go to work. So what often I find happens is that you'll find a flyer comes through your mailbox about a new Italian restaurant that's open down the corner. Or you'll be in a local cafe and there'll be a little notice on the notice board about someone who's enrolling people to take Italian lessons. So what happens when you actually start to decide what you want and make that choice about how you want your life to be? Everything out there starts to conspire to show you the opportunities for you to make that a reality. Now, often that's because previously, before you'd made that decision, you're just not, it's not in your conscious awareness, the flyers for the Italian restaurant, the notice about Italian classes, because you hadn't consciously decided that that's what you wanted. But once you do make a decision, and Lynn and I were talking about, you know, this is a choice. Life is a choice. It's a series of choices. Once you make that decision, you will be amazed at how everything comes together and conspires to bring things to fruition for you. Opportunities will arise that perhaps you hadn't even noticed before. And that's one of the beauties of our brains, our imaginations, and our ability to visualize what we want and experiences before we even have them. One of the other things that I recommend that you do, once you've got that conscious blueprint of your future and you've taken time to design that blueprint for yourself, then every morning and every night, just sit in quiet reflection about that. And it doesn't have to take long. All you need to do is to sit down and just mentally rehearse your ideal day in your fabulous future. So what sort of things do you do? And you can do that just after you've woken up in the morning. Just mentally rehearse all the things that you'll be doing. Visualize yourself in your new home or living in the villa in Tuscany, whatever it might be, and go through your day with a beautiful mental rehearsal. The other thing to do is when you go to bed at night, just recap on your day as it was and just think about all the things that you've been grateful for and happy about and that you really enjoyed in that day. And magnify those feelings of enjoyment, of passion, of love, of whatever feelings that you've experienced. Because in doing that, and we know through the law of attraction that like attracts like, the more that we focus on and magnify the experiences that we want in life, the more they're actually going to be brought towards us. Another key factor is to actually keep a journal. And when you've written down what it is that you want and you've designed your blueprint for your life, your future, and you've created a vision board as well, because I just love vision boarding and I think they're so important for bringing our dreams to life and propelling our dreams really into reality, is to keep a journal about the experiences that you're having. Because sometimes we actually don't even consciously recognize that when we bump into a certain person or we have an experience where someone talks to us about this new job opportunity, sometimes we're not even consciously aware that it's within alignment with what we've asked for and with what we want in our lives. And so it's really important just to, I think, to journal and to make a note of the things that happen, because, you know, serendipity really can be at force in our lives, and we need to make, I guess we need to make use of that. The reality is that the universe, that life just will automatically provide another opportunity for us. And it's just about being open to those things as well. And I think that's the next step in the lesson, is being open to different experiences. And, you know, even have a week where you say yes to everything. You know, get yourself into that frame of mind that, you know, within reason, say yes. If you're invited to go somewhere, if you're asked to speak at an event, if you're asked to bake a cake for someone's party, you know, say yes to every experience just for a week, just to practice that muscle of receptivity, of allowing things and bringing things into your life. I think that's a really important thing to do when you are designing your life, you know, is to do that, because what you're doing is you're attracting more choice and more opportunity into your sphere and into your existence. And that's just so important to be able to do that. The other thing is to be really, really flexible as well, because sometimes things don't go according to plan. In fact, you know, a lot of times in life, things don't go according exactly to how we planned them. But often what happens is something better comes our way. So, for example, Lynette, you're going on this amazing, amazing tour, and you're going around the States of America, which is just fantastic, talking to all kinds of interesting people. And it may be that, you know, you're traveling from one place to another and you blow a tire. And that delays you a little bit. And it's all about then thinking, okay, how is this an opportunity? And it may be that the person that pulls up in a car to provide you with assistance knows this amazing person who you can interview who you didn't know about before. So even though sometimes there are bumps in the road in our plans, it's about being flexible and adaptable and recognizing the hidden opportunity within that as well. You know, I think in terms of when you are designing your future, it's about getting clear about what you want and really knowing who you are. And I'm big on clarity. You've heard me talk about this before. It's being flexible and adaptable and open to opportunity. It's practicing your yes muscle, you know, your response to recognizing alternatives, to recognizing the great things that happen in your life. It's about rehearsing mentally the life that you want to have, and being grateful and thankful in the life that you do have for all the wonderful opportunities and experiences that currently present themselves. So I think at the end of the day, it's about really being aware that your life is a choice. You know, it's not for other people. So-and-so can do that, but I can't. You know, that's not true. Yes, so-and-so can do that because they've decided that that's what they're going to do. And you have the ability to make that choice too. Everything is within your power. And whether you know that or not, that's the truth. And if you're not used to exerting that power of choice, then start practicing that. And you can start small. It doesn't have to be big things. You can start putting $5 a week into a bank account to take a trip to Italy. You can create an online dating profile and see where that takes you in terms of meeting someone. You can put it out there that you're looking to meet another partner. You can start to look for another job. You know, there are so many things that you can do. You have the power and the control. And at the end of the day, it's about you making the choice to design your future. And that, for me, is the lesson.
And I think that's a fabulous lesson. And, and you know, the other thing too, Lara, is I think so many of us, we just kind of follow suit with what the people around us are doing or what our parents did. You know, we just think this is what we're supposed to be doing without stopping and saying, well, wait, who am I and what am I all about? And what would make me excited about living this life? What do I really want to do? And then just doing it. Like you said, just putting everything aside and putting that focus on it with no excuses.
Absolutely. And I think it's really, for me, people can be full of excuses. You know, you're either at the cause side of the equation in life or at the effect side. And the effect side is where you blame other people or you have excuses and reasons why you haven't done something. You know, I should have done it, I could have done it, I would have done it. When you're on the cause side of the equation, you're saying, hang on a minute, it's my choice. I can do it. I can take action. I have power. You know, I'm responsible for myself, you know, and I have the ability to take the steps in the direction that I want to go in terms of my life. And that's brilliant, isn't it?
Yep.
And I think one of the things that often keeps people where they are now is that they're afraid to move out of their comfort zone. You know, they know what's safe and secure and what works and, you know, they have a routine in life. And routines are great, you know, because they keep us feeling safe and secure, but they don't give us necessarily the broader experience in life. And I think, you know, your point about what are other people's expectations of us. You know, it's great that people have expectations about how we should live because it means we care about they care about us, right? But we need to have expectations for ourselves as well about how wonderful and magnificent our lives will be. And so one of the things that I do at Design Your Fabulous Future is I have a 52-week, it's like a program, it's a Facebook group and it's an email, but it's called 52 Adventures to Change Your Life. And it starts on the 1st of January every year. And it's amazing because every week there's a new adventure for people to do to get them out of their comfort zone. And it's not, you know, go and jump out of a plane and go paragliding or go and climb a rock face. It's simple things that people can do every week for a year that will really help them to explore new things, see things with new eyes. You know, I think that's so key. And I think it's important that for all the listeners, you know, if you just think to yourself, next year you're going to do one new thing a week, do something different, even if it's walking a different route to the shops or to work, or if it's cooking a new dish that week for your family to try, whatever it is, do something that moves you out of the routine, out of your comfort zone. And it's amazing what will happen in your life as you start to experience new things and new ways of thinking and being. It's incredible.
Well, yes, and then you begin new habits of just trying new things. And so if you want to design a future that is different than what you're currently living, it becomes easier because you have this habit now of just trying new things. So I think that's great. What's ironic, Lara, about you mentioning that is the fact that we didn't even discuss that before you came on the show. So that's a great resource for listeners to start moving in that direction and exercising that muscle, as you talked about. Now, what other resource would you recommend for people who want to start taking charge of their future?
Okay, so I think getting clarity about what you want, and I say this every time, I feel like I'm beating the drum of clarity, but, you know, getting clarity about what you want is so important. And there's lots of great resources out there for clarity. I have a free Clarity e-course that I have on my site and in my Facebook group, run a lot of challenges around clarity. Getting a copy of The Wheel of Life and just looking at where you are now and where you want to be is a great starting point for people as well. I also offer another program called Design Your Dream Life, and that's a six-week program where we look at each area of your life. It includes group coaching, and it starts in January as well. Journaling, start a journal. That's a great resource for you to have. Louise Hay's affirmation calendars, they're brilliant. I don't know if you've seen those before, but every day of the year there's a different affirmation for you to try on and experience for that day in your life. I really enjoy that calendar myself because it just sparks new thoughts in you, you know, and I think when we start to spark new ways of thinking and new beliefs, our lives change, and that's pretty incredible too. So
I'll make sure to include links to all of these things that you're discussing in the show notes at motivatemepodcast.com. Do me a favor. Can you give us your definition of clarity?
Okay. So for me, the definition of clarity is being really aware of what you want. And by awareness, I mean you can write it down, you can say it in a way that makes you feel as though, yes, this is me. This is what makes my heart sing. This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I love doing. It's about creating clarity of vision about where you want to be in the future, about what your dream life looks like, about, you know, when you're designing your future, it's getting those foundations and those plans. The word design is a great one because if we think about design, it evokes all kinds of different images. But if we think about design in terms of architecture, if you were building a house, for me, clarity is actually being able to look at those plans, those blueprints, and being able to visualize that house in front of you and see it in all its beautiful detail. You know, what does it look like? What does it smell like? What's the atmosphere when you're inside? What are the gardens like? Clarity is about, for me, really knowing in your heart and in your soul that you're on the right path.
Right.
And it's an emotion as well as an intellectual decision that you've made. So it combines those two things. You know, it feels good when you're clear about what you want in life, about what your future holds. You feel great.
Right. I think it's a knowing. It's a knowing and a seeing. I agree. And a confidence with it.
Yeah, it's an absolute confidence and conviction that, yeah, this is what I want and I'm confident about who I am and who I want to be and where I'm going. And that builds courage. You know, when we're clear about something and we have the confidence that that's right for us, that that's our path, the courage just comes. It's amazing. It's amazing how once you do know what you want and the emotion is there with it and you just know that this is your path, you will, you know, jump over any obstacles.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, you end up having this superpower of, you know, and it's not even, I mean, and partly it's determination, but partly it's like, you know, it's just an incredible feeling of I know what I want and this is, and I'm, you know, I'm going to go out and get it and I'm going to make decisions every single day that move me closer to being where I want to be. And then when I'm there, it's not finished. You know, this is the other thing about designing your future. You know, your future is a second from now. You know, when people think about future, they can think years and years ahead, and that's great. But it's also about tomorrow. Your future is tomorrow. Your future is tonight or tomorrow morning. It doesn't have to be ages away. So when you're designing your future, you can also think about how do I want to think differently? How do I want to dress differently? And it's all those small things that add up And they just build that muscle of confidence and courage so beautifully.
I agree wholeheartedly. Okay, so for this part of the show, we're going to continue with this concept of designing your future, but I'm going to ask you that if somebody wants to design their future, how can they first envision, then explore, then execute? So let's start with envision.
I actually think that vision boarding is such a great tool. Okay, so I think that grab all your magazines, quotes, grab stamps, grab different stickers and pictures, and just start gathering images that really speak to you about what you want. And it's another great activity to do. You can do vision boarding once you know exactly what you want, but you can also do it as a clarity exercise and just let your intuition guide you. So I would recommend vision boarding to help people envision.
How about explore then?
So explore the future. Start trying new things all the time. Do something new once a week. Start to explore. If on your vision board is, living in Italy in that Tuscan villa, then grab a book about Tuscany or, enroll in that language class. Start to cook more Italian food at home. Grow your own tomatoes. Grow your own basil, whatever it might be. Start to explore the things that come up for you on your vision board.
And then to execute.
So to execute, action, action, action all the time. It is doing it. It is not just creating something, creating a vision, designing a future. Oh, that looks good. That sounds good. It's actually taking action towards it. Do something every day that will move you closer to where you want to be. Just be that person that you want to be, that who you are in your future. You can be them now. You can be them straight away. And that to me is just so important to start now.
I think you just have to believe it. Like everything else, you just have to believe it, see it for yourself, claim it, and do it.
Yeah, don't put it off. So many people say, oh, that's what I want to do, and then they put it away. But I can't do it now, and they come up with all this litany of excuses. Just do it. Be accountable for yourself. Be accountable for making your dreams become a reality. And one of the great strategies for doing that is to grab someone, and a friend or family member, and share these things with them and do it together. Keep each other on track. Keep each other accountable. Ask yourself the question, is what I'm doing moving me closer to where I want to be?
And also I was going to suggest, get in our private group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. These are the type of conversations that I really want to have with people. What ideas do you have? What are you thinking about doing? Let us help you brainstorm. Let us be there to support you or give you honest feedback with no other perspective with no other goal but then to give you honest feedback.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think the thing is as well that when we want to do something, we come up with the options for doing it that we know. So we will think about, okay, if I want to achieve this goal or if I want to bring this into my life, how can I do it? And we write down all the things that we already think we know are ways to achieve that. But by sharing and getting other people's perspectives and input, you've just got such a wealth of knowledge and encouragement and support and ideas that you can choose from to take action with. And I just love that. I love the sense of community around supporting and sharing ideas for people to design and live their fabulous futures.
Right, right. And, resources too. And I know you have you also have a private Facebook group, which we'll be sharing the name in a minute here. And I know in my group on Wednesdays, it's Wild Dream Wednesdays for people specifically to share their thoughts and get it out there, start to verbalize it in a non-threatening way. And they may not even know anybody else in the group. So I think that's a great start because sometimes I think it's hard to share your thoughts and everything with those closest to you because you feel like they're going to dissuade you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. I mean, you have to be, I guess, selective about who you share with. And the beauty of a group like yours, Lynette, is that everyone is there for the same reason. Everyone is there for resources that are going to help motivate them to live their passions. And that's why sharing, and I love the name of that Wednesday, And the aim of sharing is to get that encouragement and support. And so I think that's a great idea to do that in Lynette's community.
Now, what kind of closing advice do you have for everybody?
My closing advice is that whatever you dream you can do, you can do. And the thing that stops you from achieving your dreams is only you. You have a choice to take action or not take action. And my advice is to take that action, take the first step.
Okay, I agree. Everybody take that first step. Laura, let's get your contact information out there. Your website, as I said, is designyourfabulousfuture.com.
That's right.
Your email is?
Lara@designyourfabulousfuture.com.
Right. And as you guys know, that's L-A-R-A. And the name of your private Facebook group is?
The Life Design Mastermind.
And on your website, they can find all the courses that we've discussed just now.
So they can go on the site. The best way is to email me, Lara@designyourfabulousfuture.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
Laura, I just really, really want to thank you for getting on our show for a third time and giving us all of this awesome information. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, so that's it. We have a go do now for the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What should people go do? I have a suggestion. I think they should get on your website and get prepared to do something new each week for the next 52 weeks.
Brilliant. And once you're there, if you email me, I would love to gift you a complimentary year's worth of 52 adventures to change your life, starting on the 1st of January 2016. Usually it's $9.99 a month by subscription, but because you're part of Lynette Render's Motivate Me, I'd like to gift it to you so that you can start designing your fabulous future right away.
What a nice gift. Laura, that's such a nice surprise. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I mean, I feel like all the times you've come on and given value to my show, I should be giving a gift to you.
Well, you're welcome to anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on the show again. And that's it for today, everybody. Please remember, you motivate Lara and you motivate me. And I'm Lynette Render.